Timothy J. Smith is the actor who plays Barney in this complex role.
47-year-old restaurant owner with his 3 kids, a wife, and seems to have a very nice life, but he's looking for something more. As he would say, he's just looking to experience one brief afternoon of pleasure.
Alongside him is actress Maren Heinrichs. She's playing Elaine, a feisty customer in his restaurant and the first of the lovers that Cashman tries to win over.
She doesn't have time for niceties, and she's kind of a tough broad. Maybe not the easiest person to start out with trying to have an affair.
But that's kind of Barney. He doesn't really have a plan. He thinks he has a plan, but really it's not well thought out.
In this scene, Barney learns from Elaine just how quickly a person's taste can change.
Am I appealing to you?
Yes.
I am?
Now you appeal to me.
What do you mean now? Do you mean possibly not tomorrow?
I mean possibly not in 15 minutes. I have a short span of concentration.
You mean with you it can change from day to day?
By tonight, I may hate filet of sole.
I'm not talking about seafood. I'm talking about people.
Yes, with me it can change from day to day.
The other two women that Barney dallies with are Bobby, a nightclub singer, and Jeanette, a family friend who is battling depression. Though the plot is suggestive, the actors say that its moral compass remains in place.
Well, I think he learns that sometimes you think, what's that old phrase? It's greener on the other side. I think he realizes that he should be thankful with what he does have and appreciate his wife and his family.
It's surprisingly moralistic for a play about having an affair. The play was published in 1970, so okay. I think it definitely has that feel, that, as I said, the moralistic feel. It's a question of whether it's the right thing to do to have an affair.
The show is being directed by longtime local theater patron and former WMU professor Robert L. Smith. As his son, Tim says he practically grew up in dressing rooms watching his father prepare for shows.
He's a director. He's my dad. It really isn't any different for me, to be honest with you. I saw him play King Lear when I was like 8 years old, which is amazing to me because my own kids can't sit still for 5 minutes. It's been wonderful. It's a very nice way to keep us connected.
The elder Smith says this will be his final production to direct. The actors say this makes the moment bittersweet, but no less enjoyable.
But I don't really feel any of us have walked around thinking, gosh, this is his last show. I think we just all are trying to put together a good production.
I get a real sense that he trusts us. I mean, Bob is a wonderful director, and any show that an actor does is about fulfilling the vision of the director. It's like any other performance, you always do your best.
The last of the Red Hot Lovers will be performed at the New Vic Theater through August 2nd. For WMUK, I'm Erin Williams.